AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book. But when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
Yeah. What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right, so I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more, and it just never changed.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in the early mornings. Painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. Happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity.
I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on?
No sleep.
Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
I played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids... You know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation, what have you, and you staying up all night, and then You got to go out and perform because fans don't know. You know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform. Like, I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends. And I'll just take vacations just to take vacations or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that. But why, it was a why choice. Not? Why didn't you do that? Well, because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more.
All week you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tie it, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. Your 6 days you work so hard, of course you're gonna tie it. Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're gonna begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's gonna give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You wanna become best. You wanna become champion. And now you wanna say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
A lot of people live their entire lives not fulfilling their purpose. One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose? Till you find the center of your being, you will continue to walk, going through the motions.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. Yourself is what you have. And you need to encourage yourself. You need to look around and you need to be able to say, look, I'm not stuck here unless I choose to stay here. If you don't have somebody who's going to do that, become that somebody.
What's something difficult you're going through that people don't often see?
I mean, my mind is a storm. I don't think most people would want to be me. They may think they'd want to be me, but they don't. They don't know. They don't understand.
There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to get there. If you can't control your own brain, it's over.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, and you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. Great things happen and really bad things happen, and you got to take it all in stride, and you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on, and get out there and go to fucking war again.
It's that mentality. It's the mentality, bring it on, motherfucker. I can take it. You can't break this shit. I'm stronger than you think I am. And everything you throw at me and all the hardships you throw at me, you might knock me down, but I get back up and I'll be stronger for it. It's that mentality that builds an iconic status that centuries from now people still talk about.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares what we're going through, how your body feels. Nobody cares. We gotta do our job. And, we emphasize that to each other again today. You know, hey, I got your back. You got mine. Nobody cares, man. We gotta go. Is it fair? No. Life is tough sometimes and it's not fair and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're going to hold true to what you believe and you're going to hold true to who you are and you're going to be that person, whether it's easier or it's not.
I go to such places in my mind and I study the darkness. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it. You can be better. Trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. I lived alone for so many years in this misery. I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. I've trained 99% of my life alone. I did all of the work alone.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that where I'm going. Home to get me. Ain't nobody there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. During those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. No one's effing coming to save you.
No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. Unless you understand that you've got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
Largely, everyone needs to go through the same challenges that you're going through. Every single difficult thing that you do is kind of like a massive wall that you need to get over. And you go, wow, I'm so glad that I've got over that wall. And think about how many other people are going to fall that wall.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. And I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You don't show up, guys. You know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster the opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. Small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. If you work it right, you only need one.
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was going to happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you got to really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you got to believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping. And I told myself I'd die before I stopped.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? You got to be relentless.
I got to thank the man up top, G-O-D, because I'm nothing without him. Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. But Snoop Dogg, you a bad.
Do you be yourself and make sure that you love being yourself. And it's going to be roadblocks, it's going to be tribulations, but always remember this is a life experience. Accept the experience, appreciate the experience, find your journey, respect your journey, and love it.
You're going to realize it one day. That happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. It was never about being like the others. That happiness was always about the discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart, and following it wherever it chose to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself. That your happiness was never in the hands of others. It was always about you. It was always about you.
Just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
When they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard?
5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life.
I had 130 days in game, just sitting, looking at a screen, playing one character in one game.
If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra.
Imagine if I could put this kind of focus into something in real life and just make that seem a little bit like a video game. Imagine the results I could get then.
You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
You know, when you're kind of addicted to it, you can play at any time.
You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was sleep.
And again, so I was just like, imagine if I could feel like that, but in real life, turn life into a video game.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because I bet that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been, as soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
10 years before I've heard it put into words, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you can be in a good mood for no reason.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In 3 generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
When it feels scary to jump, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You are bound by nothing.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
You see that look right there? Don't ever let a man see you like that. Because you give him the power over you. If you got to take an L, you take it with your head up, chest out, like a man.
Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices, Make the unpopular decisions and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, full responsibility to change.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus, hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
There's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life. Sequences and numbers. Nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
People don't see that. People will never understand that. To be success, you know, all they think about, well, you batted 202. You know, and you struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it.
When this goes online or whatever it is, it really matters, and it like really doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, the people who are sparked by it And the people who are like offended by it, it doesn't fucking matter. Fuck you, you know, like, because it's about motivating the doers.
We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
You want to be great? You want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do? You could be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When people don't understand you anymore, you've arrived.
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it. Period. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are.
You're crazy until you're successful. Then you're a genius. I think for a lot of people, when you know you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed, you're a weirdo, stop only making videos, like get a life, be realistic. People will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this, but then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? Once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now, your delusion becomes, oh, he was a fucking genius.
Tell you, the harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it comes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off, or taking the time to get ahead. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance because you believe you can from that. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and, you know, and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
How do you want to look in the mirror? Every single morning, do you want a positive reinforcement or do you want a negative one to go about your day? How do you want people to see you?
A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
Sometimes you just got to say things just for what they are. Just for what they are. Passion, passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. When you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's down to fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like.
Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Don't put on the show. Freaking win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. Don't put on the show. You win the game. don't put on the show, you freaking win the game. You don't put on the show, you win. Don't let him get into your head. Don't let him take this away. You go in there and you kick his ass, you hear me?
You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Same blackjack, Vinny. This is it. This is it!
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah?
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life. Let me tell you something you already know. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Anger is your biggest tool. Fighting angry, that drains you twice as fast. Yeah, the guy in the ring is your enemy, but make his mistakes be his destruction.
Now go out there and show me how you do things. Show me how you live. Show me how you fight.
Because I want to be great.
And you're not.
I want to be one of the greats.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about?
I want you to understand the difference between a risk and a gamble. This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
You see that man right there? Do you remember him? You gotta block out everything and be in the moment. Not the past, not the future, right now.
You have control of this. This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
Don't let this man control you. Don't let him control you.
You got to get real dogish. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men.